Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
On Thursday, I talked with NDSU weed specialist Joe Eichle.
Actually, you had a conference of your peers, I believe, Illinois, is that right?
Yes. This is an interesting conference for an extension weed scientist like myself to attend. And we hosted the last week of September every year, somewhere usually in Illinois or Indiana, a centralized location. And it's really my extension weed science colleagues in the other states in the Midwest and myself get together, and it's really like a comparative notes, what worked, what didn't work over the last year and things like that. And so really gets a good pulse of what's going on around the region, not just kind of locally.
And you kind of get a sense, I guess, as weed spread, because we seem to have things drift over time. At one time we didn't have Palmer amaranth, and now we got it.
Right, yeah, and that was one of the topics that we actually brought up, just kind of comparing notes on what's Palmer doing in our different states, what's water hemp doing in the different states. And so that was actually somewhat interesting, on the Palmer amaranth front, talking to colleagues in like Indiana, Michigan. It's been about a decade since they found Palmer and had a couple, 2-3 years where it was very problematic, but then since then, it's actually been relatively contained, interestingly enough. But water hemp in those two states has continued to spread over the last decade. And so, we kind of sit there in the room and say, what the heck is happening here? And it's probably weather-related, but just kind of interesting notes to compare for people who have been dealing with Palmer for like a decade or more compared to we've got about 5 or 6 years under our belt up here.
Right. How often does something new come along or something come out of the past where you're going, oh, boy, now all of a sudden we got to worry about this? Is there anything like that? Does that happen very often?
There seems to be things that pop up each and every year at this meeting that we like to talk about. So we didn't discuss, kind of re-emerging weeds in too much depth this year, but we spent a lot of time on it last year. And two of the weeds that came to the forefront, and this is, again, for kind of the Midwest, but would be cockleburr and velvet leaf. So it's large seed of broadleaf weeds. And we don't have a lot of velvet leaf, but we are starting to see some more in our geography as well. And we do tend to see more cockleburr, particularly in the eastern part of the state, coming back again. And so it's kind of one of those interesting things. This year I brought up for us, I kind of said leafy spurge and foxtail barley are both partying like it's 1988 again. And it's always just interesting to compare notes of things that were very, very problematic 20, 30 years ago and maybe not controlled but contained a little over the last decade or two, and now due to various reasons are kind of having a resurgence once again.
How much is your conference also about talking about the EPA? Keep taking tools away.
Well, that's certainly expanded the last 4 or 5 years of really since the Extend Soybeans came out. We spent some time, talking about things like that. And so this year we spent a couple hours talking about the atrazine news.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Mitigation measures, checklists, all the stuff that's in the news, and the comment period is open. So we spent about 2 hours on that this year, and that was really the extent of our regulatory talk.
This is Inside Agriculture.